Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming. You're listening to The Theater Talk.
Hi, guys. In this episode, we're going to be talking all things Tonys, starting off with the history of the Tonys. Now, the award was founded in 1947 by the American Theater Wing. The award is actually named after an actress, director, producer, and co-founder of the American Theater Wing, Antoinette Perry, their nickname was Tony. They died in 1946, so only 1 year before the Tony Award was created. Now, the Tonys for us theater kids are basically one of the biggest events of the year for us. Now, the first ceremony was held on April 6th, 1947, in a hotel in New York City. Quite weird, because now it's done at Radio City Music Hall. But since 1967, so 20 years later, the award ceremony had started to be broadcast on television, and would start to include songs from the musicals, and sometimes even scenes from the plays that were nominated. The American Theater Wing and the Broadway League joined together to present the awards. Now, the audience size was generally very much below Academy Awards, which makes sense. So over time, the Tonys has grown, and actually, give me 1 second. I'm so sorry. I have, all this, written down on a page so that I can, speak correctly. Okay, so the show with the most Tony Awards, I believe, is The Producers. In 2001, it had 12 awards, including Best Musical. Now, the Tonys for me is always really special, because before, it's just it's an event that happened on TV, we'd watch it, I was semi-entertained, but then when I really started to get into theater, that's kind of when, I started watching it yearly. Hi, this is way later, I'm doing some short editing, but if you hear any background noise during this, please, I apologize. I live in a very loud house, so if you guys hear any of that, please ignore it. I am so sorry. I'm trying to, get it under control and, find quiet spaces where I can record, but if you do hear anything, I am very sorry. Okay, on with the episode. Now I'm going to go into some Tony nominations that I think should exist. Starting off with, can we get a Tony award for our stage managers, for the stage managers? These stage managers are they handle everything from lighting, the lighting crew, stage managers, the quick changers, everyone basically backstage. Definitely stage managers, because they give every single cue. Lights would not go on without them. Set pieces wouldn't, electronic set pieces that are on, tracks wouldn't move without the cue that they give. So, honestly, respect to them, because nothing would happen without them. Okay, moving on to the next one. I want the ensemble to have, a Tony nomination, kind of, a best ensemble from a show. So then, it'd be, all the ensemble, because when people go see shows, sometimes they ignore the ensemble. And, all shows have a dance break, most likely. a very big majority have dance breaks. And dance breaks are some of the most entertaining, is one of the most entertaining parts of the show that people love. They enjoy it. But then if you love these big like break these big dance breaks, yet you don't know probably any of the names of the people who are working their butts off to dance while prob like who are like working their butts off to dance while they're probably like, well, while they're like singing. So they deserve an award. And I know like there's been many like articles and like there's a lot of petitions. But can we just make this happen? Like, can we respect these people? Honestly. And I know like when people stage door, you know, you want to meet the leads, but I'd be more honored to meet the ensemble who were like one of the hardest working people I know people who are, well, not I don't know, but I've met ensemble at stage doors and they are hard working. So, and yet at the same time, those ensemble are probably also understudying the lead. So they probably, and there's like swings, there's swings too. That should probably be a different category, but we're gonna include it here. Swings too, they study like up to like sometimes even up to like five tracks. Like for Newsies, I know one of their swings studied six tracks. They knew the exact spot where, like, let's say the person who, like, one ensemble member was out sick for the day. The swing would go in, know their track. Let's say the next day another one's out, go in for their track. And it's completely different because everyone has different spots on stage. So they memorize all these tracks and all that, and yet they don't get enough recognition, too. Swings deserve so much love because they memorize all these things, never miss a beat. Most of the time, if there's a swing, I don't know. I can't tell unless, like, I, well, like in the like in your playbill, they usually give you like a paper saying like this role is gonna be played by yadi dia. But like, if I didn't know that at all, I would never have noticed that they have memorized this. Like, let's say I go back for a second time, I see the same person, but they're playing a different role. That's even better. Like, I don't know. Like, I can barely even memorize lines correctly. So, like, that's something that I work on. And yet, they're memorizing spots for, like, all of the cast. It is crazy. It's amazing. And swings, they deserve an award, too. Done. That's all I'm saying. Okay, that's it for the episode. Bye-bye. I'm kidding. Okay. So those are some categories that I think should exist. Okay, let's go into a big milestone that the podcast hit, or not like big milestone, but it's one that I'm very happy about. So the podcast on Instagram reached 50 followers the other day, and I am so happy. I love each and every one of you guys who listens, who care, who not who cares, because I'm sure all of you guys do. I'm not gonna like single out people who are all like, oh, yeah. Okay, either way, okay. For everyone, thank you so much. I know like for some people, like they're like, oh, okay, just 50. But for me, that is huge. I was planning this since the beginning of June, released my first episode end of July. Now we're in August. And it is amazing to know that people actually listen to these things. Because on Anchor, which is what I use to do this, not sponsored, but the platform that I use lets me see which episodes people have listened to. And thank you for listening to almost every single episode. I love you guys. And I think I should probably get back on topic now. But before you guys do go, I want to do something special for the 50 followers thing. I want to do something special every milestone that we have. But I was thinking, and you guys can leave me a DM on Instagram, shoot me an email with your thoughts on this. I want to do a Zoom call with all of the Theater Talk fam. Theater Talk fam? That's what you guys are now. There you go. Done. And it can be a Q&A with me, or we can just chat. It will be recorded, because I think, you know, put it on here so we can all remember. But if you do end up coming to the Zoom call, you should know that you are okay with your voice being heard on the internet. I think that's really it. But I think just a chat, Q&A, I think that'd be fun, right? Right? Is that a good idea? I don't know. If not, I will totally think of something else. But it's what I think is what I want to do. And while I am talking about my Instagram for the Theater Talk, bracelets. Bracelets are still up for grabs. They're still being sold through August. If you would like a custom musical other than the ones that I haven't already made, shoot me a DM. I will make it for you. I'll send it off. I will put the pricing for you on it. So, yeah. But again, thank you so much for 50 followers. It is a huge, huge thing for me. And let's get back to what I'm actually talking about. The Tonys. Okay. Now, this year with coronavirus, of course, the Tonys was canceled. And to replace the Tonys, for some reason, it was thought that doing a Grease sing-along was a good idea. And don't get me wrong, I love Grease. It's a classic. It's my favorite. It's one of my favorites. Well, not really one of my favorites, but it's a classic. I like it. It's good. But a lot of the theater community was upset. And Jeremy Jordan. And I cannot fight with him. So, fight about his opinion on this. Coronavirus kind, again, like I said, ruined the theater industry. And from that note, the Tonys probably wasn't going to happen from when there were suspicions that it wasn't going to happen. But in recent years also, Tony viewings have dropped severely. Like, the number of people that view the Tonys drops every single year. And I don't want so there have been some speculation of canceling. But I'm not going to go into that too much because it makes me sad and I don't want to be sad right now. So let's just get in. Someone thought that it was a smart idea to do a Grease sing-along. Now, again, like I said, don't get me wrong. Grease it's classic. But a lot of people were like, why can't they just air the Hamilton movie? Okay, well, first of all, Hamilton is owned by Disney. So, and the Tonys is on CBS. So first of all, legal issues, they can't air Hamilton without them buying it from Disney. But no way Disney's selling that anytime soon. Sorry, I'm getting water. So a lot of people were very upset with the news of a Grease sing-along. And honestly, I was too. A Grease sing-along? Really? You think that's going to replace one of the biggest nights of our lives? And it's going to fill the void of it? No. And not even. But, at least they're trying, honestly. But no way was that Grease sing-along going to be something that I was going to enjoy. Without a doubt. Not going to be something I was going to enjoy at all. Really. Honestly. Purely. So, sorry. I'm taking like I keep just going blank. I don't know why. It's just I'm sorry. Now, if you guys know how the Tonys exactly work, it's like, because I know there has been some confusion, and I say this to my family the entire time, but like, if you're a theater kid and you already know, then you don't really have to listen to this part. Skip this if you already know, if you don't know how the Tonys work, you can skip ahead. But how the Tonys work, and if you're wondering, because there have been so many shows on Broadway for such a long time, and if you're wondering why they aren't nominated for these things, is because the Tonys is basically we have Broadway seasons, and so like for 2019, the Broadway season was like the revival of Oklahoma or Hadestown and all those shows. Which is, and so they take them by Broadway seasons. Now if a show is still running in Broadway but it didn't open in the newest season, then you cannot be nominated. So for example, Hamilton. Hamilton wasn't nominated in 2019 because it wasn't part of that Broadway season. Sure, it's still on Broadway, but it's not, it has to be a new show on Broadway in the Broadway season. If that doesn't make sense, I don't make sense a lot of the time, so if that doesn't make sense, then I'm sorry. But like Phantom of the Opera, you basically get one shot to get your Tonys. And so Hadestown won the most Tonys in 2019. But okay, here's the thing. So like if you guys are wondering why revivals, 'cause like for sakes, Oklahoma had the revival. Their revivals are something different. Now, you guys could be all like, so like they like my family could probably be all like, but if their Broadway season was in like 19 something, then why are they getting nominated now? They're getting nominated because it's the revival. It's a different production, so that's why they can get nominated again for the Broadway season. That was it. If it wasn't as informative as you want. But I do hope that you guys enjoyed, and you guys are going to hear me say this again because I'm about to play the outro. So I will see you guys then when I play the outro. So yeah, the outro will sum everything up. So say hello to my voice again. That's it for today's episode, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed. Again, follow us on Instagram at thetheater_talk. And I'll see you guys all next week. Bye.